It's episode 4.
It is.
I'm Jason Sam.
I'm Dan Patton.
And we'll turn this off.
Yeah, let's get into it.
How's things?
Alright, I reckon we should get a proper intro thing sorted. We're just kind of like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the charm, isn't it? That's what I tell myself.
A rustic.
Yeah. Rustic, yeah. Okay. And incompetent, largely.
Yes.
So what delights have you been finding this week, Linda?
I've been trawling the internet.
Yeah, there's been a lot of concern from listeners about your type of trawling in terms of the kind of stories you're coming up with.
Has there actually? I've not checked our Facebook account.
They're scared to talk to you.
It's kind of a good thing.
Scared to approach you, especially with any concerns about their dogs and things like that.
Do you know what? No, actually, I can't say that again. Yeah, so there are no animals involved in today's stories, but there is.
Okay, well,
of course.
That's something for the diehard fans anyway.
But nothing gets molested or anything like that.
Okay, well, there'll be some disappointed people out there as well, I think.
Yeah, so as usual, I've been reading the broadsheets, Financial Times, Spectator.
Yeah, all the highbrow stuff.
Private Eye.
So, as always, I'll let you lead us in with your unique story for the week.
Okay, so this is from the Daily Mercury in Australia.
I won't know it well, yeah.
Yep. I was bashed with a dildo by a man in leather mask and he killed my dog.
I don't know, it's a funny headline. It's actually quite tame for you. Although yeah. There is an animal involved still. He killed the dog.
Yes, he did.
Is this a service that she was like, she paid for? Or
no.
I'm sure it's, I don't know. You hear about this kind of stuff.
I mean, it was actually a horrific home invasion.
Okay. Such was a sex game gone wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like, the headline was like, oh, this is right on my alley. And I read it and like, but you know what? That headline deserves
something.
Deserves a mention. So, should we go into the story?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like a home invasion gone wrong?
It's just a home
invasion. There's dildos in it. How harm, you know.
I didn't think he went that wrong for the guy who invaded the home, did all right.
If his plan was to go in and bash someone with a dildo and kill a dog, then he's absolutely nailed it.
I mean, of all the weapons you can think of, you've got lying around the house, he was thinking, what's non-lethal but will knock someone out?
The thing is, if someone came at you holding a dildo, your first thought probably isn't, I'm going to get hurt here. Not in the way you think, anyway.
Well, again, though, he wrapped it in duct tape. It was a dildo wrapped in duct tape.
Although I would run from a big rubber dildo, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, so if someone came at you with a bat, you like to think you'd go all kind of, you know, all alpha male and bash them up. But the reality is, if someone ran after you with a dildo, I think I'd make a move.
So it's more like a psychological weapon than
I don't mean make
weapon.
A move, like, yeah. You know, whack some candles on, pour him a glass of wine.
Yeah. Straight to my knees. Which one do you want to put in me first, sir?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just leave my dog out of it.
Yeah. Does that mean, so like,
I might be allergic to Alsatian semen.
Yeah. And he's also wearing a leather mask, so it is like a gimp has kicked down your door.
Waiting for a penny.
Wielding a dildo.
It might have been a set. Got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, you get like tie and cufflinks, that sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of 50 Shades of Grey version.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I bet it was all the rage. It's like, you know, Valentine's Day, it was all people buying duct tape and cable ties and stuff like that.
And tarpaulin as well.
Oh, that's the divorce kit. Yeah. That's not the same.
Acid wash. Yeah, so I mean, but
let's hear about this brutal home invasion.
So yeah, so the Daily Mercury, they spoke with the 49-year-old victim about her ordeal and has decided not to identify her because she's pretty
scared
bad.
Scared of another attack.
Yeah, she was bruised and distressed and upset by the death of her pet.
Where was she bruised?
Doesn't say.
Just hits her with a dildo.
Yeah, I mean, we've not all got filthy minds like you.
No, I mean, we don't all dress as gimps and attack people with dildos either. Yeah. So I think I'm somewhere in the middle of this spectrum. Yeah.
But she was upset by the death of her pet dog named Apso, a friendly little 15-month-year-old dog that may have bitten his attacker before he was killed.
Oh, he's a hero. He went out trying to defend its owner.
Yeah. In another bizarre twist of the shocking case, the blood in Apso's mouth will be DNA tested to see if it belongs to the man who allegedly killed him. Allegedly killed him.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well,
there is a sort of person here who's appeared in court, but I don't know the outcome, so I'm not gonna name him just in case it's not him.
This is a bit like an X-rated dark version of Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
Pulls the mask off, but he actually killed the dog.
Yeah, it's mad.
And I would have got away with it.
Yeah. So she was at home with her 19-year-old son. And like a true hero, he ran out the back door and jumped over the back fence.
Yeah, yeah, he said.
Leaving his mum to fend off.
I mean, at least the dog tried to defend her.
Yeah.
Maybe he was worried about fear of other backdoor stuff happening when he saw a big man with a dildo chasing him.
Yeah, but he left his mum there. That, to me, is... That's a strange conversation when they get back in the house again.
I mean, he's 19, he's technically a man now. You don't need your parents, do you?
Yeah, but he should maybe protect his mum, is kind of the angle I'm going for, not like...
Yeah, she might be rich, though. He could stand to inherit everything.
Okay. He arranged it.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know. Maybe it was his mum's birthday. She's been lonely since the divorce.
She just went horribly wrong.
Yeah, he just clicked the wrong box.
But that wouldn't explain the second crime.
Right.
The death of the dog. The dog was taken to a nearby public park where it was taped with duct tape by the head and chest to a palm tree and died of asphyxia.
Wow, okay, that was a bit... I thought he just got, like, hit when he was trying to get out. No, he's gone out of his way to...
He's duct taped to a palm tree.
Well, you can tell by how much you're laughing that you're a cat person.
No, it's just so weird, isn't it?
It's a lot of effort.
To just squash it, it's a small dog.
It's a lot of effort. How big was the dog? What kind of dog was it?
It's like a little... I mean, look, one it's one of them.
It's one of them little fluffy things.
Yeah, little Scott Westy, yeah, sort of.
They're fucking annoying, though, aren't they?
But would you duct tape it to a tree?
I don't know. I've never been around one for that long, but I'd imagine it gets on your tits after a bit.
Yeah, it's them sort of emotional support dogs, like rich people have handbags.
Oh, yeah. It's a waste of duct tape, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so the blood in the dog's mouth, we tested to see if it is this alleged guy's, and the solicitor applied for bail for Mr. I almost said his name then. I'm guessing there's a lot behind this matter. It seems more complicated than it first seems.
It's a weird, like, just random attack, isn't it?
Yeah, the guy had been living with a housemate who got in his ear and he snapped. So his housemate's annoyed him, so he's gone out and beaten someone to death with a dildo.
I don't care who you live with. It's like, did you remember to put the washing on today? I haven't gone, fuck's sake, you're doing my head and I'm going to put a gimp mask and go and bludgeon someone to death with a dildo now. That'll teach you.
Yeah, I mean... That is, in essence, the length of the story. I just loved it so much.
I love how these stories are quite vague. Like, yeah. There's quite a big story here somewhere.
Yeah.
They're just like, this happened.
Yeah.
It's... I saw a story I saw was... I quite liked it because, A, I read it and it was a funny story. And then I read it. When I got to the end, I realised how cynical it was as a thing.
In which way?
You'll see what I mean. Okay. So I'll give you the headline. Jackpot winner dies after gold plating his balls.
Gold plating his balls, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose if you've got enough money.
So this guy, let's call him Dustin, because that's his name.
Dustin. Not Dustin Diamond Screech from...
No.
Oh, no, he's...
No, he just like stabbed people and did pornos and things, didn't he?
Apparently he used to force people to drink Smirnoff Ices.
Did he? That's no way to treat anybody, no. Is it? But anyway, you can duct tape my dog to a tree, but I'm not drinking that shit.
Yeah, although in the States it's a different drink. It's a whiskey drink.
What, Smirnoff Ice?
Yeah, I know Smirnoff Ice is a whiskey drink in the States.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do they even make whiskey then?
No, but they like Jack Daniels and stuff, don't they?
So it's not, you're just using it as a reference, Smirnoff Ice, not going to be
Smirnoff. No, Smirnoff Ice actually doesn't contain vodka in the States. Or I've just fake remembered that, it's not real. But my head, that's a thing. Sorry, that was completely sort of...
Yeah, derailed the impact of this story. Now, I had a brilliant headline, and then you've gone into, you know, beverages in the States. Yeah, Jesus.
Which no one gives a fuck about.
Because I mentioned the name Dustin.
Dustin.
This is what people are tuning in for.
Well, my memories of Screech.
Remember to subscribe. Tell your friends to listen. If you want to know what Screech from Saved by the Bell is up to these days, come and tune in for some wildly inaccurate statements about him.
No, they're true.
All right, let's not get to that. I've got a story. Okay. Jack Potwinner dies after gold plating his balls.
What was his name?
His name was Dustin. I'm not cutting anything out, so they're going to know what we've done.
That's fine.
Dustin, something or other, became obsessed with the 2002 movie comedy Goldmember. Austin Powers parody of Bond movie Goldfinger, in which Powers hunting a criminal mastermind who colours his victims' man parts in gold. This guy, basically, so he works at Walmart, fed up, doesn't get a chance to do anything with gold. Because he works at Walmart. And then he goes on a break from his night shift, and while watching videos on his phone, he saw an advertisement for a casino. And it gives you 80 free spins, $80 worth of free spins. So anyway, hits the free spins, and he wins 528 grand. Suddenly has a much better outlook on life. So according to friends, after receiving the huge lump sum in cash in his bank account, he immediately quit his job and headed straight to the local jewelers, blinging himself up with rings and chains.
The first thing he bought was like his fucking balls.
I always said to myself, if I ever got rich, I'd get them balls done straight away. So he's blinging himself. Even after getting his teeth capped in gold, he never felt complete.
Oh poor.
We've all had that desire. Dustin started by painting his genitals with lead-based paint, but quickly decided that simple colouring wasn't enough. He needed to take it to the next level. He needed the real gold. To complete the makeshift operation, He used a professional automotive gold plater that he borrowed from a garage. Unfortunately, in 12 hours following the procedure, he encountered a series of health issues that ultimately led to his death.
Health issues as in he'd put his balls in some lead, serious...
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. So this is the part where I find it's quite cynical. So that's the extent of them. And then it says, evidently, this numbskull isn't the first guy to lose it all after winning big online. When questioned, Ian Jofferson, marketing manager of Vegas Casino Slots Company,
right,
told local reporters that irresponsible gestures are a worrying trend among their winners who can't handle their sudden change in fortune. While one of the biggest, the bigger winners, Dustin certainly isn't the only one to cash out. At new casino games, free spins. Since the promotion began last month, over 238 players all over have won from 100% free play.
100% free play?
100% free, $80 worth of free spins.
What's the link on this? is it in there? Should we be on there right now? What am I doing?
However, it appears the giveaway will soon be ending, as the company has already paid out over 1 million chips in total winnings this last month.
That's such a good company.
I know. They've completely washed over the fact. Then at the end, local reporter Jane Lynn also tried a hand at the jackpot, but sadly only walked away with $485. She tells us, you can't always win as big as Dustin did.
Whoa.
Even though he's dead.
He's dead. He's the real winner, isn't he?
He's dead, yeah.
So which garage? Can I go to a garage? Can I borrow your gold plating machine, mate? What for?
Yeah, I'll just be nuts, mate. Yeah.
You know?
You mind if I just pop them in? Is that all right?
Because if it was possible, you know Donald Trump would have gold balls, wouldn't he?
He might have gold balls. Because he'd like make them bigger.
Yeah, just giant, hairy Trump balls.
What was the next thing you had?
Pasta. It's like sort of like a vicar, isn't it? Pasta.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what they do, but like pasta eaten by crocodiles whilst trying to walk on water like Jesus.
See, it just sounds like you said pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
Pasta. Yeah. I think you're right.
Spaghetti, dude.
Spaghetti, dude. Yeah.
I can't pronounce the words. A pastor who tried to replicate the biblical story of Jesus Christ walking on water has been eaten by crocodiles.
I mean, who saw that coming?
The pastor, identified as Jonathan Mathethwa of the Saint of the Last...
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, the Saint of the Last Days Church. I think that's Mormon's sort of thing, isn't it? That's
okay.
Latter-day Saints, I think. Anyway, he tried a demonstration at a river known as Crocodile River.
I mean, he was brave for a first guy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got to admire his conviction.
So, Mathethwa, from the local church in White River, Mpumalanga. This is in Africa, by the way.
Just okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, died...
Histon.
Yeah. Yeah, not down the local. We don't have Crocodile River nearby.
I don't know.
So, he died Saturday morning trying to demonstrate the biblical miracle to his congregants. According to the Herald Zimbabwe, as it's in Zimbabwe, he drowned into the crocodile. This is a really badly written story.
Do you think it's the it being converted from whatever language it was written in originally?
Oh, maybe, yeah. It's like Google Translate. Okay, so Deacon Nkosi, it's another deacon.
Deacon, yeah.
A member of the church told the newspaper, the pastor taught us about faith on Sunday last week. He promised he would demonstrate his faith to us today, but he unfortunately ended up drowning and getting eaten by three large crocodiles in front of us. We still don't understand how this happened because he fasted and prayed the whole week. It just doesn't make sense to them. He didn't eat anything all week.
Yeah, surely is. You'd have thought there's a couple of people in that congregation that are just kind of like, hang on a minute, is this all bollocks? Because he's the only one who isn't evil out of all of us. Because I bet they've all coveted their neighbour's oxen.
Yeah, definitely.
At least, do you know what I mean?
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and it's called Crocodile River.
Again, that's the strength of his convictions.
Yeah. So, Pastor Mathethwa was said to have walked in... Mathethwa.
You only had a lisp.
Maybe it's Welsh, he's Mathethwa. I don't know.
They've definitely got a crocodile river. Yeah. Given the translation, it's 18 letters long and no one knows what it's called.
Yeah, or it's Spanish. Yeah, so the dude was said to have walked into the water, and when he was 30 metres inside the river, attempted to ascend above the water so he could start walking.
He just got cocky.
So he just walked in up to his chest and then thought, I'll just lift myself up.
This is almost like God doing a Jeremy Carlin, proving by DNA that you're not my son, you can't do this.
Yeah. Why have you forsaken me, father?
Yeah. I'm not your father. Yes. They were just rumours. I'm sure me and your mum kicked it for a bit, but
yeah.
I admire the strength of his conviction.
So he gets 30 metres in, he's up to his chest, he holds out his arms to start to ascend, and three crocodiles appeared from nowhere and started feasting on him. They finished him in a couple of minutes. All that was left of him when they finished eating was a pair of sandals and his underwear floating on the water.
They're quite picky, aren't they, really? Yeah.
It's just like a cartoon.
His glasses were spinning in the air still. Yeah.
So an ambulance responded half an hour later.
What the fuck are you calling an ambulance for?
But there was not much due to the pasta as he had already been eaten.
Get a fucking sieve.
Yeah. So they're trying to resuscitate a thong. I don't know. So
the Lord will provide.
He will. And he will.
And he did. He provided for those hungry crocodiles.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was hungry hippos. That would have been a much better joke at the end.
Yeah. Could have changed that. I could have thought about it.
I will not... No, these are facts. I'm not messing with these.
Yeah, you know. Well, at least we've handled it in a respectful manner.
Dude's a bellend. He deserves to die.
Yeah, true.
He's either sort of so egotistical, he thinks, do you know what? I probably am the son of God, yeah.
So it sounded like he got away with it for a bit, and then he tried to, levitate, basically.
Yeah, and at that point, the crocodiles were not having that.
I mean, yeah. Maybe he couldn't read.
Maybe not. But maybe because he read the Bible to him. He must be able to read.
Might have it on tape. Not a book on tape.
He's on Audible. Yeah. Speaking of which, our new sponsor, Audible. We wish.
Yeah, he's going to pay for this shit.
Audible will. Have you seen some of the podcasts that have sponsorship these days? No. Blue Apron, everybody.
Okay, I found, you know how we had, people were telling me they like the Dear Deirdre stuff, so I found some of that.
Again. Oh, yeah.
And again, I don't know if you want to give the advice on this. I have got the advice, but I think maybe you should give it.
If I can think of some decent advice, I'll give it, but if not...
If you can, there's going to be a few questions about this.
I'll hold my counsel, okay.
So the headline is, I'm leading mum on.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
I've been sending sexy messages to my mum on social networking sites. I know it's wrong, but it's so exciting.
Is it as himself, or is he pretending... Is he, catfishing his own mum?
Well, I think they live in the same house, so he's basically catfishing her, yeah.
So
she's not just sat in the living room while he's like, get your bangers out.
I don't know, it doesn't make it clear.
Okay, let me read it.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus, whenever you've got incest and stuff, I'll let you get all the way through it.
I get excited, you see, I can't help myself.
I'm 22 and my dad left us 15 years ago. My mum's 40. I recently went on the computer after her and saw she'd been on a networking site. I was curious, so I made up a name for myself and messaged her later from my laptop saying I like old women and found her sexy. She replied. She felt flattered. So at the moment, you could almost say, look, give mum a little ego boost. Look, give her a little, you know, tell her she's sexy is a bridge too far, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you see, he's trying to flatter her so she doesn't give up on it.
Yeah, it's not creepy yet. It's ill-advised, but it's not quite creepy.
Well, it's about to take a turn.
For the worse, or?
Next, I asked her if she masturbates.
What?
Yeah, going straight from sexy. She felt flattered too. I asked if she masturbates. When she replied yes, I know it's wrong, but it turned me on.
That is... It's wrong. I have nothing.
She keeps asking for a photo of me, which of course I can't give her. She's now asked if I want a cam with her. And I'm hoping she'll let me watch her without showing her who I am. I feel ashamed of what I'm doing, but the thought of seeing her without a bra is amazing. He obviously can't remember breastfeeding.
Always can.
Would it do any harm just to watch her undress, then delete my address and forget about it?
Psychologically, yes. Because you can't unsee that.
I don't think he wants to unsee it.
But at some point, at the moment, he's just some sort of weird... I mean, how old is this kid?
22.
He's not a kid. He's just a perv. Yeah.
The actual voice is, don't kid yourself thinking it would stop there. I'm not sure the mum's as into this as they seem to think. I mean, let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, she doesn't know it's her son.
Exactly. So she's just being, you know... I'm 40's not that old.
No.
So it's not as if she's some old woman or whatever.
Yeah, she's internet savvy.
Internet savvy. She knows what she's doing. Deirdre's basically eventually saying, you'd get out and meet some people your own age.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a leaflet... About getting a good social life, which doesn't involve a being leaflet. A pervert around your mum. I'm sure a leaflet will cure that problem.
Here's one side of A4. You're sorted now.
Then, actually, I found one that I'm guessing it's a fake, but I really like the fact that it actually got put in there. Either that or someone's mocked up a fake one.
Awesome.
Dear Deirdre, I was watching my next door neighbour's daughter sunbathing topless from my bedroom window.
I thought it could never happen to me.
I was gently stroking one out and I turned to notice my wife just stood there, arms folded, watching me. Is she a pervert?
Do you know what? That final line is amazing.
And I love the fact that it went in there.
What was the advice?
I haven't got the advice. I can only find the story. So there's a couple like that. This one is just leaves it a little bit up in the air as to what's how it's ended up. But the next one is, my mum's dog attacked our postman. I tried to help him, and then one thing led to another, and now I think I'm pregnant. I thought he was just supposed to put a finger up their ass to stop them biting people.
What, postman?
Yeah, that's what they love it, don't they?
Hello, postie.
Stick a gimp mask on and trace him with a dildo.
Yeah.
That's the one way to calm a dog down. I've heard. Stories get around, don't they?
Yeah, you put a leather mask on and run at a dog, I'd just freak it out.
Yeah, did you worry about Chappie?
Yeah. Do you want to end up duct taped to a palm tree? Because because dogs can sort of sense things that people can't they? So how does one thing lead to another? One thing's never led to another for me, where I've been attacked by a dog and someone's come to help me.
Has one thing ever led to another just doing a basic task for you? Because it seems to happen in these fake worlds that people live in.
No, lots of steps have to happen. It never leads to another. I have to try real hard to get people to like
me. We don't know how good looking this postman was, though.
That is true. Or how rough and desperate his girl was.
I think that's probably closer to the point. Yeah. If a postman's slapping that about, I don't think it's like the movies.
Yeah, those little bicycles.
Yeah, it does it for them, doesn't it? Oh, I should save that. I've got a post office story later.
Have you?
Yeah, nice. I'll save that.
Well, I've got a lottery winning story later as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, well, gold plated balls.
I think it's actually better.
Okay.
Right.
What have you got next?
Well, this is actually not that outlandish and amazing or weird.
Have we broken you, like me and the feedback you've been getting? Because you have reined it in a little bit by the sound of it.
Oh, no, wait till the end.
We've just got a dead dog and a flying dildo at the moment.
Yeah, wait till the end. I just like this story because I agree. Swiss town denies passport to Dutch vegan because she's too annoying.
That should be a thing.
Apparently in Switzerland it is, yeah. If you want to apply to Swiss residency in the town, the people of the town get to say yes or no.
That's amazing. It should be.
And basically they're like, oh, she's so annoying. She keeps banging on about vegan food and stuff.
That's the thing. When people weigh in with like, should refugees be allowed in this country? Yeah, do you know what? Because they'll be humble. They'll be happy to be here.
Yeah.
Like, there's loads of pricks I would send out.
Exactly. So she's in the Swiss Alps. And she's campaigning against cowbells. She's saying it's against cows' human rights. She's like, cowbells are heavy, these poor cows. And these Swiss people are going, yeah, we've been doing it for hundreds of years. Like, you can go. And so she's...
Yeah, you don't have to look at it.
Yeah, and she's tried to be a Swiss resident. And even though she's got Swiss kids and a Swiss husband, they're like, yeah, no, you still can't be Swiss. We hate you.
Don't be here.
Yeah, this is the second time the village or town's just gone, no, we please go.
Finally, a perfectly legitimate... deportation story. That's amazing.
Well, she's not being deported.
Oh, what?
She just can't become Swiss. They're like, you can hang around and stuff, but you're not one
keep
of us, you know.
About the fucking bells.
It's like, yeah, that's not particularly out there, but I just quite liked the idea of fucking vegans being told to do one.
Yeah, do one.
Yeah.
You can eat whatever you want, but like, yeah. Just
in Switzerland, like, no Swiss cheese.
Why are they attacking bells?
No Swiss chocolate. And she's like going, them cows, look at them, they've got bells on them.
Why are you having a go at bells? Like, what have they done?
Apparently they're heavy.
Well, don't eat it. It's just a vegan frame can barely lift it.
Yeah, but cows are vegans, I suppose.
Yeah, but not through choice. They tuck in whatever you give them, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, actually, because that's how they got mad cow disease, wasn't it? Eating other cows.
Yeah, I mean, that'll do it. I
So, yeah, that's not a very long story, but I just liked it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so that's gone.
After I found the Dear Deirdre stuff, I stumbled across what were really bad... So anyway, then I was looking for bad luck stories, and then it really struck me that in certain towns, what's considered bad luck is very different to other places. You think about the kind of headlines you get in a London newspaper as opposed to some sort of villages.
Yes, I understand. I live in a very small Norfolk village, and I understand completely.
And this is the kind of thing that would affect you, I'd imagine. I haven't looked where... Oh, okay, it sort of tells you where it is. So this one, this is genuinely a news article. Pound shop is victim to thief. And then the hard-hitting journalism. A roll of tinfoil was stolen from Poundland in Friargate in Preston. The thief struck at 6 p.m. on November the 26th. The foil was worth £1. Shock.
In Poundland?
Anyone with information about the shoplifter is asked to contact the police.
To contact the police?
Yeah. Then I saw in the Margate Times, Cheeky Seagull nabs crisps.
Cheeky Seagull nabs crisper?
Or crisps.
Oh, crisps. Not crisps.
Yeah. Okay. Waste the front page on crisp, are they? You've had more than one.
That's okay then.
The Medway messenger leads with, "I'm not dead," says Gran.
Says Gran. At reading of Will.
I want to know, yeah, what point. Their feet start getting a bit hot. No, not yet. I was just having a nap.
That's all. Yeah, these are good, aren't they?
This one's quite tragic. A hat has been found up a tree in Bilton. The woolen head garment, which is red and has a bobble, was discovered on Tuesday by Bilton Lane resident Sharon Bromance, 43.
Sharon Bromance?
"I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw it up there," she said. "I got it down with a stick and put it on a fence post. The owner now has until April to attempt to reclaim the hat, after which it will be destroyed."
Destroyed. In a controlled explosion by the bomb squad. I've actually got one of these local stories, which I wasn't planning to use today, but it seems appropriate to
dive in.
Okay. American man visits Skye. This is from the Isle of Skye. I'll read the story. An American man spent time on Skye this week. The owner of the hotel in which he stayed described him as the perfect guest and extended the hand of hospitality should he ever wish to return in the future. This is where it gets good. The gentleman in question was Mr. Kanye West.
Apparently, it's just a black man, wasn't it?
No. And this is how they describe him. Apparently in North Skye to record the video for a new song. Mr. West is well known for his hip-hop, his outspoken opinions, and his marriage to a woman who gained notoriety for a sex tape.
It wasn't Kanye West.
It was Kanye West.
He's not staying in a B&B.
He was. That is my local news story from the Isle of Skye Times, I suppose.
Well, this one is even more out there. This one is proper news. None of your bullshit, sensationalist celebrity gossip. This is proper news that affects people.
Right.
A Swansea town council is considering getting a colour photocopier.
With my tax pay... my tax dollar.
Your tax.
Yeah.
In a report to... I can't even... LLWCHWR. Town council. Welsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just sounds like a swan choking. The clerk, Anthony Davies...
Of course it's Davies.
...he said its current machine, which does not colour, needed replacing. He added, "It made good sense to have a new machine, but members may wish to consider a colour copier."
Members may wish to consider.
I mean, a good thing is to get it out there in the local news, really.
Yeah. Do you want another quick story?
Yeah, do it.
This is called Degrading Mum is the headline. A mum who performed a sex act on a teacher in Serbia so her son would get better marks found out he taught at a different school.
Legend. Who's the one in the wrong there more? Her for offering. If your kid's a fucking mum, then what can you do about it?
You can suck off a teacher.
Apparently not. Turns out they've got the same fucking gene pool, haven't they? Yeah. She's that dumb she sucked off the wrong teacher.
Yeah. And then...
You wonder why you're struggling with maths.
It's in geography as well. Standing outside the wrong school for us. Giving hand jobs to the lollipop man. It's got nothing to do with me, love.
And the lollipop man's talking her out of it.
Yeah. He's like some 65-year-old retired man. Like, my wife's at home. I'm perfectly happy. Give her an A.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I taught him how to cross the road.
Yeah. And then I've got one more. I have to have a bunch of local news. Lowestoft Boat stars in Dunkirk Hollywood blockbuster.
The boat's a celebrity.
Yep, because it happens. One of the 4,000 boats in Dunkirk. So imagine that. I know where Lowestoft is. I feel like I'm like sort of like.
Yeah, and the boat would be just in the water. I bet you know where.
I bet I've seen that water. I might have even seen that boat.
That's mind blowing.
Because I used to go to like Lowestoft quite a lot. My granddad had a caravan next to the frozen pea factory in Lowestoft.
I mean, it's all you're just showing off now.
Yeah, I come from money. Yeah,
come from money. Yeah. So, could you see the peas from your house?
Dude, I genuinely wanted to go on a tour of it, but they wouldn't let me.
Yeah, I can.
Because I was just a child, saying
there probably wasn't much of a demand for it other than you.
No,
unless Kanye West rocks up.
Yeah, but it was the Bird's Eye frozen pea. It wasn't just anyone. It was the Captain Bird's Eye.
You and your big corporate commercial pea factories. What about the little guy?
Like the mum and pop pea factories.
Yeah. You, like the corporate machine, they got to you, didn't they?
They did. I do buy Bird's Eye peas to this day. And their fish fingers.
You feel like some weird loyalty towards it?
To Bird's Eye?
Yeah.
Nah, I started shopping at Aldi recently. It's just as good.
They do Bird's Eye stuff?
No, they don't, but so okay, I'm lying.
So you just... Well, so you're folding under questioning it.
Well, no, I've just moved to
you've gotten really weird about this pea factory thing. I'm starting to debate whether that boat really is from Lowestoft.
I might not have even seen it either.
What? You're supposed to build trust with these things. People can believe what we're trying to tell them about.
I used to buy Bird's Eye, but now the local supermarket is an Aldi and they don't sell Bird's Eye stuff.
It's too late, mate. I think I speak for everybody when I say fuck you and your lies.
Yeah, I deserve that.
Yeah,
sorry. That one. I'll just go. Yeah, well, I've got a game if you want to.
We'll do the game.
So I thought, yeah, so I've been looking, again, trawling through headlines, trying to find stories for this.
Yeah.
And I found there's a little gold mine. It's called the Daily Star. Not the Daily Star. The Daily Sport, even.
That's even
the
worse, Sunday Sport. Yeah.
So I've came up with, like, they've got some amazing headlines in the Sunday Sport.
Yep.
And I thought we'd play a fun game. I will read you four headlines.
Yep.
One of which I've made up. Three of which are genuine stories printed in the English press.
Right, so if they're genuine stories, they are up for debate.
They are up for debate. How true they are, I mean, it's a Daily Sport, but these are genuine.
How much you can stand by this story when I'm trying to work out what's true and what's not.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to make up what's in my story, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
This is not going to go well. Story number one. Yeah, so story number one.
Story number one.
Newcastle fan bummed to death by a zebra.
Because of the stripy top.
Safari horror for John. Yeah.
They deserve it, though, don't they? They've just got... See him on stag do's and that with like fat Bill written on the back, or
just Bill.
Yeah, it's just, oh yeah, sorry, it's just fat.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? I just always remember, like, it's just that thing. Not fundamental, not all Newcastle fans. A lot of Newcastle fans, to be honest.
Yeah, we know that they love that reputation, though, aren't they? It's too normal. You see them in like December and like -4 and all topless because they've got layers of blubber.
Yeah, that's true. I just remember, like, I just have negative memories of them because I remember going on holiday to this place. It was like 18 with some mates, and nobody had, the British hadn't really found it yet, so it was really nice. There was probably more women than men, so there was no trouble, no fighting, no nothing. So we were like, oh, let's go back next year. So we went back next year, and in the meantime, it had been on a thing called Club Reps. So then I'd been there, and it was the quietest, nicest place in the world, but they just made it look like this whore town. And then so the next year we went out there and we were going to stay out there and work and stuff. What actually happened was you just had groups of 20 blokes from Newcastle told it was Shag-a-Dave written on the back of his shirt. And it was carnage. It was like the Wild Wild West. So they would have 15 guys chatting to one bird, then they'd just start fighting each other. Right?
Yeah.
The first year we were there, you had two streets. There was Bar Street and Club Street.
Were they actually called Bar Street and Club Street?
Was to make it that simple for British.
So really?
British people, yeah, it was Bar Street and Club Street, and it did exactly what it
was
said.
Was there urine alley next to them or anything like that?
Yeah,
or?
Well, no, not so much, because in the first year, because it was still fairly unharmed by the British, you just had two coppers stood on the corner where you went from one street to another with a little bin saying, oh, you can't carry bottles through there. So you just start, so you couldn't wander the streets from one to the other. By 2 months into the second year, there was these two poor guys on the end. Then about 10 feet further down, there was armed police. And then about a month afterwards, they had the army at the end of the street.
The army?
Yeah, literally. One of those big, like, you know, canvas top backs with them just lined up on benches in the back ready to run out with M16 machine guns because of Shag-a-Dave and all his crutching mates.
Shag-a-Dave,
yeah, because they were all just round, like, stabbing each other. There were mates stabbing each other in the street just because they were chatting to some tart. It was ridiculous.
So you're saying the Geordie Shore is a toned down version?
Geordie Shore is it's
yeah.
I can't get into any of it because my girlfriend is an intelligent woman, and she's got, and then she watches stuff like that, and then I get hooked into it. So I stand there and go, oh my god, I wonder if he has got chlamydia, and then I have to watch it next. Of course he's got chlamydia. It's a scumbag.
It's the least of his worries.
Yeah, that's it. It's just how many people he's given it to, and whether she's pregnant or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I've had a bit of a rant about
Geordie. That's all right.
Is that racist?
Geordie? They're not a race, are they? They're a people.
Oh. Still seems a bit arsey.
Geordie Nation.
I'm sure I've just never met any. Don't know how many Geordies I've met.
I've never met a quiet one.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never met like a sort of like insular bookish Geordie.
I mean, luckily our listenership doesn't span that wide, so I doubt there's any Geordies listening. But if they are, by all means get in touch, put me straight. You and your 12 mates, while you're all trying to finger the same bird in a bus stop.
Yeah.
Too much? No, I'm sticking with it. It's fine. That's staying in. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's about time you got some heat. Yeah. I think Geordies are wonderful people.
Yeah, fuck them.
Much maligned. Fuck 'em. Not like them twats from Middlesbrough, eh?
Oh, no, you're really trying to gain insights.
Oh, yeah. God, Bobby Robson, what a
I'm
legend.
I'm probably not even thinking of Geordies, but like, I've started it now. The touch paper's lit. We're going.
I mean, could you tell the difference between a Geordie and a Boroughper? Like, because they're real funny, don't they? Well, I'm from Middlesbrough. I'm from like South Shields as well. Like,
no, I'm standing by this feud. I don't care. Well, you're right, I don't even care. I'm standing by it.
Okay, right, yeah. So that's story one. Tragic Geordie loss of life. As you got just bummed to death.
Is this story two?
That was the first one. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's still story one. Yeah. You're talking about now, yeah.
So story two. 10 years ago, the lotto made me a millionaire. Now I suck off dogs for quavers.
See, I don't know how much. Who's giving the dogs the quavers?
Ah, this one.
This is what I don't understand.
What it is, basically, he said he
I've got a dog. I've never seen him rock up with a bag of quavers.
No, he was begging on the streets.
Yeah.
And like, a gang of youths walked past holding some quavers. And like, this, you know, a former millionaire, he's at his lowest point. And he's like, lads, come on, I'll do anything for those quavers. I'll do anything for those quavers. Give me some quavers. And the guy's probably a bit beard up. Bit cruel gone, suck off your dog. And he says, to my eternal shame, I did it.
Do you know what? But at what point, if he's that low, doesn't he just say to the bloke, look, I'll suck you off for a meal deal?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone loves their pets, but I don't know.
But maybe the guys wouldn't really want some homeless guy sucking them off.
Why would you want to watch him suck off a dog? I don't know what's worse. It's all pretty shit.
Yeah, like, no.
Do you know what? That's just a situation that's got out of hand. They're like, this would be amazing. Then, 30 seconds in, they're like, ah, that's actually fucking wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, they all stood there watching.
Mate, stop it. You don't want that pepperami anymore, do you?
He goes, oh, you'll get your quavers. Just please
don't.
Please
stop, mate. Oh, yeah. Don't do it. Please.
But by then, the dog's.
He's really getting into it now.
By then, the dog's got all horny. That dog needs to come.
Oh, you can't blue ball the dog. Yeah, like, I'm torn now. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Man's best friend, you know.
Do you blue ball your dog once you know the quavers are in the bag?
Oh, I mean, if you're that desperate for protein.
Yeah, couldn't just, it? I mean, I don't imagine that.
I mean, it's not an Alsatian from the pictures, so he's safe
could
on that.
Could be safe, yeah, could be safe. Yeah. And his lips haven't blown up.
No. See, he's doing
the right. The advice. Yeah. He's touching lives here.
He's a listener, yeah. Tranny Prozzy bit my bell end. Stag do joke goes horribly wrong.
Right, I'd imagine. I mean, you put your dick in anybody's mouth for money, and you're kind of at the whim of what happens. I mean, ask the poor dog.
Yeah. So this guy, his mates, he's a stag do, and they've got him a prozzy.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's blowing him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they reveal the hilarious jape, and he gets really offended, and the tranny prozzy gets angry, and has a little.
It's tranny prozzy the PC way of doing it. Is that the right terminology?
It's the daily sport terminology. Sunday right. Sport
I'd
terminology.
Fact checked.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's the kind of language that.
I just read there was one of the posh magazines got in trouble for using gender fluid in the wrong context. This
really?
Week. Yeah. Because apparently this someone from One Direction, his girlfriend, said they just grab each other's clothes when they're sort of sitting around the house or whatever.
Yeah.
Like hoodies and things. Okay. And they called that gender fluid, which apparently has caused outrage. But they're all right in the sport to say tranny prozzy.
Yes, they can.
Cool, yeah, that's right. I'm just checking.
I mean, they've previously mentioned jezza prozzy, tranny jezza prozzy, which was a one that was meant to look like Jeremy Clarkson. For a different story.
Would you put, who'd pay for that?
I didn't read that story because no one in that looked happy.
I think that, yeah, I think, to be honest, it's the prozzy that's a bit hard done by you. She paid for a service. She's probably just taken it as disrespectful to her technique or whatever.
I think she was I think the guy getting angry, saying, oh, you're disgusting, sort of whatever. And yeah. She's like taking, she's taking offence to this and she's, you know.
But do you reckon it was a pretty tranny? Because he's let her go for it anyway.
I mean, maybe he's just gone along with it. He's being sort of peer pressured by his mates. Go on, you know.
This is the same situation as with the dog. He didn't want to get sucked off by a homeless man either, but he's just let it go. He's like, oh, he fucking loves quavers.
Yeah.
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah, look.
Everyone's looking at report the poor homeless person, but this dog, I'm not gay. I'm not touching that.
But people have been nice to me. People are cheering my name. People are going, go on. I've got friends again.
Did the dog get any food?
No.
Sorry, I can't.
You're a proper dog owner, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I feel sorry for the dog.
Yeah, not the guy who's lost millions is now sucking him off.
If he's lost millions, there's normally a reason. Like that Mikey Carroll bloke or whatever. He was just basically a pikey who did it all on coke and dupe. Like, that was his own fault. So when it was all gone, that's fine. You had a fucking good 2 years or whatever. Don't moan about it. If he's been swindled out of millions by like, oh, we've got this investment opportunity for you, then if he's rinsed out the wall on,
I think he's just gambled it away and pissed out the wall. Yeah,
but being a fucking good laugh while it lasted. Now he's sucking off dogs, and that's his own fault.
But you'd think you'd just stop at normal level, like, oh, okay, I'm back to being like normal now. I won't just go straight for it. I went from being normal to rich. Now I go from being super rich to I'm just homeless. Just I run out of money. I'll get a job and go back to my council house.
Yeah. You hear about a lot of like millionaires who go bankrupt, still manage to keep houses, and I suppose it's just being smarter, having a better financial advisor.
But then again, he didn't earn his money. He's like a random dude, got given a lump of cash, probably didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Sort of. Well, you know, there's a moral to that, isn't there? You either end up gold plated balls or sucking off dogs.
Yeah.
Don't play the lottery.
That's the trick.
It could be you.
It could be. Right, then. And then the final one. Of
did
the
you see what I did there? That was good, wasn't it?
It was.
Do they still do that? Is that still the thing?
I've not watched the lottery. Ever since it became £2, it was out of my price range.
Yeah, fuck them.
Now I just play the health lottery. £2. Do you know what the health lottery is?
It's supposed to make me a millionaire, not try and lure in millionaires. I can't afford that shit.
Well, they always called it the moron tax anyway, didn't they?
Right. I like them people that say, like, oh, it wouldn't change me. Don't fucking play.
They should give me their money then.
Yeah. Like, I've seen it before. People, why he won 8 million, but he still kept his job as a fucking milkman. It's like,
no,
don't do it.
I bought a nice milk float for myself.
I literally heard someone say, I didn't even know like people still play it realistically. I had someone's neighbour the other day moaning about wanting to retire early and this, that, and stuff. So the advice was, oh, you should play the lottery, huh? I did play the lottery. I nearly had 5 numbers the other night. It would have been 146 grand. He's like, oh God, what did you actually get? She's like, well, none. But 5 of the numbers were one digit either side of the numbers I had. It's like, fucking irrelevant then, isn't it? Yeah. They're just different numbers. It doesn't matter.
My thing with those lottery, I could never, people who have their numbers,
yeah,
you drive you mental, because you know the 1 week you didn't play it, if those came out, I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
You'd just be suicidal. Like, why didn't I just get done news agents?
When I played it I used to occasionally on the way home, I'd stick a lucky dip on if I'm in the garage or whatever like that. And then I'd sit and if I saw the numbers, I'd do that thing where I'd work out how I could have won it. Oh, Uncle Paul's birthday is almost on the 22nd. He's on the 19th. Like, I'd have picked the 22nd, so that would have been it. You know, and then you just sort of justify it, the bullshit reasons you'd have had all them numbers.
Yeah, I only play like a million more. When they're like, oh, it's 60 million tonight, I was like, well, I'll play then, because obviously like...
Yeah, because everybody would have got so much chance.
Yeah, so.
But I remember when I played when I was about 16 and I got 4 numbers and I won like £106 and I found out on my pager... When the number
your pager.
Pager. Oh. Well, it was my mum's pager, but she let me carry it around.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So I remember one of the took it in the shop, girly behind the counter. Oh, I was like, taking me out then. And all I could think was, I'm going to get some Reebok Classics.
Nice.
Because I'm cool.
Reebok Classics. They were good shoes.
Yeah, you still see them now. But now they come with like a free neck tattoo, apparently. That's it. Everybody see wearing them.
A spider's web, is it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or dad.
Dad, yeah.
Like that, yeah. With something with dates underneath it, that's what you need on your neck.
Yes, your wife's release date from prison.
Did you see that guy with the tattoo across his mouth the other day?
No.
He's all over social media moaning he can't get a job because apparently when he was in prison, he let someone give him a tattoo. Right, so this guy was in, he's moaning because he can't find a job. Nobody wants to give him a job. He's got a prison record because I didn't read what he actually went to prison for. He obviously wasn't in there that long. So I'd say a lot of employers, in fairness, would probably veer on the side of caution anyway. But what he's actually done just to impede his chances a little bit more is while he was in there, he's let someone give him this tattoo, which...
Oh, fucking twat. it's not even good.
No, it's not a good tattoo. I don't know what it is above his eyebrow, but it sort of takes the focus off a bit, doesn't it?
Why would you let someone do that?
I don't know. And I don't know what he thought, like, devastate. That's kind of something like you would...
Oh, I see. Is that him? I hate to judge. Is that him outside his caravan?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't I don't think, like, in all honesty, without being prejudiced, because I love tattoos, I like them and all the rest of it, but without being prejudiced, I don't think he was getting a job anyway.
No. Anyone dumb enough to let someone do
that to your face? I think, you know, I've seen some people with, like, full slit in their necks and stuff like that. Arm sleeves are now more acceptable than they were, and you should be able to have a tattoo wherever you want, but it needs to be appropriate. Like, If I, as it were, I wouldn't be bothered if someone had bright hair or a little tattoo on their neck or whatever, if it was in keeping with the kind of people you're going to serve every day.
Yeah.
But when you look like a murderer...
He looks like a Mexican gangster, but not, because he's a pale...
But he looks like he's from, like, Lowestoft or something like that and lives on a caravan site, so...
It's not good, not so much.
Sorry, I veered off there, but...
No, it's all right. So then my final story of the four is Gordon Ramsay's sex dwarf eaten by badger.
Right. I don't know a lot about badgers, other than they can't cross a road for shit.
Yeah.
But do they eat dwarves?
What it is is...
Is it still dwarves?
It's a sex dwarf.
So many. Oh, this is a sport game, isn't it? So yeah. Are we exempt because we're just reading it out?
I was reading this. This is a sex dwarf. So what it is it's a Gordon Ramsay lookalike dwarf who got into porn as a Gordon Ramsay.
Who's asking for that?
People. It's you need your USP, your unique selling point. Yeah. Right? His agent's gone, you look like Gordon Ramsay. You got a fat cock.
Has he got a fat cock?
It doesn't mention it in the sport. I'm assuming so. Or it's just like a... I imagine dwarves do. Just
bound to mount.
Yeah. God's way of making up to them, right? You can't reach high shelves, but...
Yeah, choking someone with this bad boy.
Yeah, so...
But not the badger.
Yeah, they think... Like, for some reason, he was inside a badger.
He was inside a badger?
No, it's actually...
You and your movies.
It was really weird. It had been partially gnawed. He's not completely in. It's not clear how he died.
Look, I'm on the edge of my seat here. Is he dead or what?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely dead.
Because he was gnawed by a badger.
They think he might have been inside a badger sort of set as the government was gassing them to get to cull the badgers.
The fuck? What was he doing in there?
That's the question. Why he's in a badger set?
It's just where he lived.
Yeah.
I've come to check you for TB.
Oh, he's just
doing a badger porn.
Oh, he's just down there like investigating some, you know, badgers.
Badger stuff. Yeah, because he's the guy.
Because
he can't do porn all the time, can he?
No, he never needs a hobby.
Isn't it? Well, no, proper job.
Yeah.
Or it's just a hobby.
Or maybe he's down there administering the badger gas and it went wrong.
Yeah, I suppose like the canary kind of thing.
Yeah. So those are my four stories. One of them I made up.
Can't remember what they were now. We've got the Geordie fucked by a zebra.
Geordie fucked by a zebra. Millionaire sucking off dogs. Frozzy bit my bell end. And then Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf.
I want it to be that you've only made up the tranny prostitute, because the other stories are amazing.
You're right.
Fucking brilliant. I knew deep down you'd veer towards some sort of animal and sex in your real stories.
Yeah.
All of them like clearly played a part.
Yeah, I mean the daily sport, well the Sunday sport is amazing. I'm gonna keep some of these.
I'm gonna Google this. I have to wait till Laura gets something explained to her why I'm googling it. But I want to see this midget Gordon Ramsay porn, because the thing is, her man crush. I'm gonna look this up just to ruin something, because like Laura, my girlfriend, when I first met her, she had a major thing for James Corden. So this is why the chubby, funny guy thing kind of works for me. It's fine.
Yeah.
When I say chubby, I'm being polite to me because he's lost a lot of weight. But I ruined that by saying, have you ever seen the size of his hands?
No. Does he have small hands?
Tiny.
Really?
Tiny, tiny
hands. He's massive.
Yeah, tiny, tiny hands, which is how I noticed his hands. And he's quite short, so that's ruined it straight away. Need to be touching 6 foot. You got no chance.
Is he short?
Yeah, he's quite short and he's got tiny hands. That kind of ruined that. And the fact he's married with kids, I think that kind of put her off a bit. And, you know, she's not going to be able to snag him anytime. So now he's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think that's the real female logic for stepping away from a crush. Just, well, I'm not going to bump into him around here, am I?
Yeah, he used to be attainable. Oh, now he's did a bit too well.
Yeah, third kid was too much. Yeah. That was it. So, now, we watch a lot of USA MasterChef, like I told you. This is my guilty pleasure. Absolutely love it. Because Gordon Ramsay's just an arsehole. He's brilliant. Yeah. He just looks at people's food and he's just like, oh, it's supposed to taste like that, is it? Damn. And then he just walks off and that's it. And then you're properly on edge.
Yeah.
It's so anxious. It's ridiculous. So anyway, and it's American, so sorry, I'm going to get really gushy about it. But let's say there's this guy who was in the army and he's like made a pie and he put a fag on the top and he's like, what the fuck's this then, big boy? And he's like, it's freedom pie, sir! And that's like, I'm American, so I just call it freedom pie and everyone will vote for me now, it's fine. So anyway, but her new crush is Gordon Ramsay. I think it's because he's quite masterful, quite a big man. So I'm going to find this midget porn, and either she's going to change her height restriction on men, or it's going to ruin Gordon Ramsay for her.
Yeah, because that's the Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He's a look already.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, so that was my fun little game.
I like that, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so got some more for next week possibly because the Sunday sport is wonderful.
That's a gold one, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I've got a dual story and the title is... This is Postman Pat and her student loan. The dual story. This is a bit jaunting.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Should we live in the background?
Let's go for it, yeah, until it goes off.
I'm a bit mesmerised by that, to be fair. So Julie, having gone back to education in midlife, became an art student, she decided instead of hanging around with all the hippies and the white dudes in dreadlocks at that time, she was going to earn her own money instead of being a tax dodger.
Good for her.
So, as Santa hitched up his sleigh and headed for the rooftops, she secured a sack of her own, courtesy of Her Majesty's Royal Mail. So yeah, she's going to become a Christmas temp for the post office.
I've done that, you know.
Have you?
Yeah. I signed the Official Secrets Act for that.
What? Well, for what?
Just so you don't nick people's post.
Oh, all right, okay. Can they prove it? Do you have to give an oath, like give blood?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, man. I kind of don't know nothing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Turn that shit off.
Makes editing it hard, right. I suppose.
So, obviously we know Jules has got great success with everything she's done so far.
She's a pioneer.
Pioneer. So she turned up on the first day very keen and able. The casuals didn't need to wear a uniform. Did you have to wear a uniform?
No, I didn't actually.
So although she didn't have to wear a uniform, they were a little bit concerned by her Garfield earmuffs.
That's prejudice.
Prejudice, absolute prejudice. I was given a mentor, Mikey, who gave me lots of handy tips how to negotiate aggressive dogs, run. Aggressive humans, run. And assorted street furniture, run. At least he was consistent and never ever, under any circumstances, leave your post unattended. This was the biggest rule. Were you told this?
Can't remember to. I think so. Yeah,
they really got to you, didn't they? You can't give anything away. Fair enough.
It was 15 years ago.
Yeah, now whatever. It's the secret sack you're holding out.
Yeah.
She was allotted around and given a bike and a mailbag. She was a bit disappointed there was no red van or no black and white cat. Although no one should put her in charge of any kind of life.
I don't know.
Full of 700 letters, 7 registered letters, and 3 small parcels. They say trauma sharpens the memory. That's how she can remember this thing. So she set off on the bike, and she's from Cambridge, so she thinking she knows all
she
this
knows
place, knows it inside out. It's going to be a nice little nostalgic ride around on a bike and earn some money in the meantime. So what happened was, she gets to... Okay, so on delivery 5 or 6, everything's going pretty smoothly up till now. She's enjoying the crisp winter air, going around, having a bit of like I say, a bit of nostalgia riding around.
What, day 5 or 6 or 5th or 6 letter? Or?
5th or 6 letter.
Okay.
This is day 1.
So it's pretty early days.
Oh, yeah. So she came across her first challenge, a block of flats on 3 floors. So she had a dilemma. She could barely keep the bike upright with the weight of the Christmas post, let alone lump the sack up 3 flights of stairs. So you remember rule 4, after run, was never under any circumstances leave the post unattended. But because she's quite speedy, I reasoned to myself that if I sorted out the mail that I needed for the flats and left the oversized bag downstairs, fly upstairs, fly back down, no problems.
Yeah.
So she flew around the flat, no time at all. Gets downstairs and no bike, no bag.
Well, Cambridge bike theft, it makes sense.
Yeah. At which point, she then had to phone the office and feel the full weight of Her Majesty's wrath. I rang the sorting office. Here came the red van and the red face. I explained to the shift supervisor who promptly sent me to the police station to fill in a crime form. They found the bike right next to my self-esteem a couple of days later with the mailbag all burned on some wasteland close to the estate. So I can guess where she had her post around, basically. Blocks of flats and things being set fire to.
Yeah, we know where that is, don't we?
We know where that is, yeah, for the locals. On day 2, I was issued another bike, but clocked that my mailbag was bigger than ever due to all the sorry I lost your Christmas cards yesterday handouts that I was instructed to deliver.
Oh, God, your Christmas cards and stuff.
Yep, and the parcels, actually. Yeah. I could barely see the road over the top of the bag, plus the weather was arctic, wind and sideways snow. I was beginning to think dodging tax would have been a better option. Cycling with this load was becoming increasingly challenging, and due to the blizzard, I performed an involuntary dismount with a half twist, and the contents of my sack went everywhere, but mostly in puddles. I couldn't believe my bad luck. As I was trying to scoop the mail back into the sack, it was disintegrating into mushy pulp, and I had no chance of distinguishing the addresses. Most by now were illegible. I tried my best, but my round should have taken 3 hours, was running well into the afternoon. The sorting office sent Mickey, the mentor, or Mikey, to the estate to see what on earth had happened to me. Forlornly, I relayed my sorry tale to him and he helped me finish the round. The weather was better on day 3 and I started to get used to the bike, so I was feeling much more optimistic. I practically scooted around the first part of my adopted manor. Then I noticed I had a flat tyre. I know I come from Cambridge where cycling is practically genetic, but I didn't know I had a mender puncture, so I chose to ignore and carried on cheerfully riding my bike around the estate. I think this proved to be a bit of a mistake as the inner tube came out somehow and twined itself around the wheel and I basically flew off and had to call for a red van and to come and get me in the redundant bike. Day 4 I was put in the sorting office, working alongside Snarly's shift supervisor in order mainly to prevent me using any initiative whatsoever, which is where I stayed until the new year had long been rung in. In the name of entertainment, they invited me back the following year. I bumped into Mikey, the mentor, a few months later. He said then I was the only casual that the supervisor had ever remembered. Mainly because he twitched at the mere mention of it and that someone at the sorting office had started a petition to get Garfield earmuffs as part of the regulation uniform. So yeah, not really for her.
No, but she made a gallant try. She didn't give up as well. She kept going.
But I wonder sort of subconsciously if it's... If you do something that badly a lot of the time, maybe you won't ever get asked to do it again.
No, maybe she's just clumsy.
I think that's probably it. I don't think she's really got a bad bone in her body, so... Is that all right?
That's all right, yeah. This is a good story. When I did it, it pissed it down for 2 weeks. It was horrible.
Did it piss it down?
Yeah, it rained a lot. But luckily, my house was part of my round, so I just get paid by the hour, and I just stuff off and have a cup of tea for like an hour and a half.
So, what have we learned this week, Dan?
Nothing. Never learn anything.
Well, I think we've learned Seinfeld. That the sport actually delves into the areas of journalism that the broadsheets are scared to go to.
Yeah.
I think it's racism. They're not reporting on the amount of Geordies that get killed by zebra fucking.
Yeah. No. Make it clear. The zebra fucked the Geordie, not the other way around.
Yeah.
I know you've got an agenda, an anti-Geordie agenda.
Fucking Geordies. I bet it was one of them in a gimp mask and a dildo chasing a dog around. Called it a stag do until it bans.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that hate speech, am I like a hate preacher now?
I think you are, yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Okay, so as always, we'll dedicate the closing song to Jules.
To Jules. You heard it earlier, but here's another version.
This one's better.
2017 remix.
It's all about a meow. Yeah. It's the Kanye remix. That's what he's doing on the Isle of Skye.
Yeah.
That's the end of episode 4. We'll speak to you soon.
Cool, yeah. See you next week-ish.
Ish.
Yeah. Ish.
I'd love to say I'm a busy man, but I'd be lying. See you soon. Cheers.